You're such an asshole.
So we had a guy, Wazda Vision Productions, accidentally hit the donate button twice, which I'm all for you guys doing. You hit that donate button. And he sent the same request. I said, I'll give you a free one. Just email it to me. So he says, Cappy, I resend my boring millennial question above as I thought of a far more interesting and shorter question to ask you. What are your thoughts on space travel and what do you think life would be like if humanity ever managed to colonize another planet? Very respectfully, Wiz Division. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's kind of, you know, already I admit with all the data and information, I still can't even predict financial markets or the economy, although I'm better than the average economist out there because I have a set of balls that say, yeah, bad things are going to happen. Every other economy, it's just amazing and great. It's wonderful. It's like, oh, you went to the Harvard School of Economics. I see where nothing goes wrong because you have rich parents. I, too, could see why you'd be rosy and optimistic about dot-com stocks in 1999. Tell me more how housing's going to the moon in 2006, please. So I have no idea how space, I mean, this would be something for astronomers and astrologists, no, not astrologists, astrophysicists to ask. But I would have to assume it would be kind of akin to like discovering the new world. Like there'd be a long colonization period. It'd be the Wild West out there, because Earth would not be able to enforce law. It'd be like the internet or the Wild West or the Spaniards coming over, to America, where it's free game. You're ready to go now. Depending on how many people you could successfully land. Are they going to be scientists and people that want to, you know, terraform or actually repopulate a planet with Earth, with humans? They might be a little bit more serious. There could be, you send 1,000 people over. There's going to be some police involved and there's going to be some weapons and guns. But the same problems, you know, they're like, read through. There was a guy who did the History of Mexico podcast, and all he did was go where I think it was Cortez landed, wiped out the Aztecs, and that was it. And then he stopped, and he did an amazing job. I'm like, this is great. He came over, he rallied up the other tribes that the Aztecs were essentially sacrificing and enslaving, and they beat the Aztecs. They beat the Aztecs. But so did chicken pox. Okay, we'll admit that too. It wasn't necessarily just, you know, swords. But then he stopped. But if you go through just that, the History of Mexico podcast, listen to it. Like all the backstabbing and disobeying direct orders, and like, well, how is Spain going to enforce what Hernandez or Cortez is going to do? Like they could just like, nah, we're doing this, and there's mutiny and everything else. It would I think that would be a great place to start to see what would happen. So unless you had UN Spacey, only a couple of people are going to get that one head over, and everyone's very mature and like, okay, we're here and we got a mission. And you're talking IQs of like 115 or above. You ain't going to have like jealousy and envy. Maybe a little bit of moon ranker. We're just going to take, you know, perfect breeding stock of humans and send them out there. I'm all for space travel. What do you think life would be like? It'd be completely dependent on the planet you find. You know, what's its gravity like? What's it, what's the sun and the cycle and the light like? What is the atmosphere like? And you think, you know, there's got to be a magnetosphere or magnetic field. I mean, it's, you got to have the Goldilocks recipe for it, and it's not going to be exactly like Earth. So I don't know what it would be like. I'd imagine a lot of it would be, you know, taming the environment so that humans could live in it, finding out where on the new globe, like, you know, here we live not on the polar ice caps. Maybe we do live on the polar ice caps at different places because it's too hot in the middle. But yeah, I'm all for it. We're going to have to. Inevitably, we're going to have to because the Earth, you know, sun's going to, if anything, supernova pretty soon. So we're going to have to find it. That's our goal, is to get off this planet. But we want to reward degenerates for spitting out children they can't afford. I'm sure that's our race against the sun going supernova. That'll send us on the right track. Like, we needed to be like this. And we were like 30s, 40s, 50s, definitely the 50s and 60s with the space race in it. And now we're like, hey, you know, forget space. I got a new idea. The Great Society, let's reward stupid people for breeding. Why is there more poor people? Why can't we? Oh, hey, we got smartphones that can take pictures of ourselves. Yeah, we're just rushing to get off the planet. Yep, space travel is imminent. Although there was a gal, and in fairness, it was a gal. She came up with a way, like a solar sail. She came up with a way to actually not necessarily make warp speed possible, but make things we could travel a lot faster. So that there's always promising things, but whether society, I mean, humanity as a society, the global society as a whole says, hey, you know what? Long term. Oh no, the global warmings. Oh, the trees are getting cut down. Oh, it's cold. And oh, it's too hot. How about get off the planet before the sun engulfs it? Just, you know, that we know is going to happen. Oh no, geez, that group of people isn't doing as good as this group of people. Let's spend trillions. Hey, we got a cough. Let's spend more as a percentage of GDP than we did in World War effing II to stop this cough. We don't want to invest in cancer or in expanding life expectancies or getting off the effort. No, we got to spend trillions to stop the boomer coof. And then it makes you wonder, does humanity even deserve to exist? I mean, like, if this is what we're so brilliant, we spoil ourselves that we're like, oh, Bob has $1.03 while Frank only has $1. Bob is a capitalist rat bastard and needs to be dragged out to the gas chambers. Well, maybe we should just be consumed by the sun. I don't know. So it's kind of academic until we start like, yeah, maybe we ought to be kick ass again. Oh, no. Let's just reward mistakes. What did they do? They started rewarding mistakes. Well, didn't they collapse? Yeah, they did. Oh, they had it. Look, there's a little satellite going around the moon. Yeah, we got evidence they did it. This is aliens coming in. Well, it's too bad they screwed this place up. Ooh, the dinosaurs are back. All right. In theory, I'll be going on with TFM here in about 15 minutes if he gets my email. We're going to talk about Afghanistan. Someone had a question about Afghanistan. I don't know much about Afghanistan, so I decided to call in an expert who fought in Afghanistan. That's it. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.